Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Looking for a session of spine-tingling suspense? How about bone-chilling, hands-on murder? Well, stop looking. That's what one reviewer said of the highly praised historical fiction, Beast of Bengal by Elaine Pinkerton. Beast of Bengal is a World War II thriller and a poignant romance set in the unlikely China-Burma-India theater. As the war rages, U.S. and British soldiers fight their own battles in the steamy jungles of Burma. But in an American military hospital in Calcutta, something terrible is amiss. Elaine Pinkerton, author, educator, award-winning blogger, holds M.A. degrees in literature from the University of Virginia and from St. John's College in Santa Fe, New Mexico. A freelance journalist for several decades, published in Runner's World, Family Circle, New Mexico Magazine, and Tumbleweed's Family Magazine, the author of fiction and nonfiction books. Her published works include the book The Goodbye Baby, a diary about adoption, a lifetime of keeping a diary combined with a desire to face the issues of growing up as an adoptee. Also Hand of Ganesh, which we talked about here on This Week in America. Back with us, author of Beast of Bengal, is Elaine Pinkerton. Elaine, welcome back to the program. A pleasure to have you back with us.
Such a pleasure to be here again, Rick.
It is such a fascinating story, a real page-turner that you've done here with Beast of Bengal. I mentioned very briefly the location. Talk about the setting of the novel, why you chose this particular area. You actually bring it to life in your writing.
I chose the China-Burma-India theater of World War II for several reasons. My late father served in Calcutta at an actual hospital, a military rehab hospital that the Army Air Force set up for soldiers recovering from flying the hump or battling their way through the jungle of Burma, building the Lido Road. And I became fascinated with that part of World War II and with Calcutta in the 40s. So I chose it because it was something I knew nothing about, and I embraced it through a lot of research. I have not been to Calcutta. I've been to India three or four times, but I've studied that theater of World War II and became really caught up in its history.
And you, as I say, you bring it to life in your book, Beast of Bengal. Elaine Pinkerton, the author, our guest on the program. Book available at Amazon, the usual places. Elaine's website, elainepinkerton.wordpress.com. Book available from the publisher, pokelpress.com. We'll give you all that, and it's all on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. So what inspired you to write this story? Where did the motivation come for Beast of Bengal?
Well, my late father's letters were the first germ of the idea. The letters that my mother and dad exchanged during World War II that are now in a book that's being reissued. The book is From Calcutta with Love, the World War II letters of Richard and Reva Beard. And actually my brother inspired me to write Beast of Bengal because my brother, I'm in New Mexico, my brother's in Virginia. My brother was about to throw the letters into recycling. There were thousands of pages of these letters. And my brother's quote my brother said, well, our dad, he didn't do anything. Nobody's gonna be interested in these. Well, he was dead wrong about that.
Yes.
They were very interested. So I wrote the novel with Richard Beard, our father, our adoptive dad, we were both adopted, becomes the hero that has to deal with an unimaginable nightmare, a big mess at the military hospital. So I made him the hero. I turned him into a fictional character. The first name is the same, Richard, and I changed Beard to Binet. And my adoptive mom, Reva, is now Rita. And there's a love story going through this. But of course, Rita is at home and Richard is 6,000 miles away.
Well, there's so several layers as you're reading this, and the book really is so well done. Beast of Bengal by Elaine Pinkerton. There's a tiger on the cover. Is there a tiger in the book as well?
Indeed, there is. There's a guard tiger, which Richard will have to face. as he's trying to save the 142nd General Hospital. The guard tiger, the Hindu Gunda, that's a thug, tells him, he knows a little English, Mastali is a fine killing machine. So Richard's facing a man-eating tiger. Richard is trapped in a Modown, which is a derelict factory, G-O-W-O-N. Okay, but I like to think the real tiger is Mac McDermott, who is the commander of the hospital, but he's not commanding. And he's really a bad, bad person. But there's a backstory about Mac McDermott that some people sympathize with him. And actually, of all my villains, he's someone my readers love to hate or detest, or they find him fascinating. Yes. Because he was beaten as a child. He's an alcoholic. He hates being in the military, especially stuck in Calcutta with no light at the end of the tunnel. And he slithers into addiction. He's an alcoholic, but one night he wanders about and is taken in by a Gunda, but it turns out it's an opium den. And down the slippery slide, he slithers into trading hospital supplies for opium. So he is a beast. He's a beast. And the hospital is really endangered. He's not paying any attention. He's an empty uniform. So there are two beasts. There's the man-eating tiger, Mast Ali, which readers will meet. And there is Mac McDermott.
It's interesting you mentioned the characters, and readers really get into your characters. They either really like, or in some cases really don't like the characters, but were really drawn into the characters you portray in Beast of Bengal. The author, Elaine Pinkerton, P-I-N-K-E-R-T-O-N, is our guest on the program. You start the novel off, the march through the Burmese jungle. Talk about, that's the launch point for the story. Talk about why you chose to do it that way.
Okay, the jungle conveys the otherness, the challenges of being part of this unspeakably horrific theater of World War II. Well, all the theaters of World War II were simply horrific. If you're a history buff, or if you've watched movies or visited World War II at all, but the jungles were particularly daunting. And Mac McDermott, we meet Mac McDermott, my human beast, leading his men through the jungle. And there's somebody lagging at the very tail end of the march through the jungle. They're going on a medical mission. And he won't speed up. He can't, actually. So Mac disciplines him. And he disciplines him so completely that he strangles him. It was an accident, but, you know, he over-disciplined the soldier. Well, little known to Mac, and this comes out later, this murder was witnessed. It was witnessed by Calvin, a character named Calvin Brothers, who has mutism. Mutism occurs from shell shock, from PTSD. So the victim of horrific, nightmarish scenes, especially in a war or any kind of disaster, can't talk. So Calvin Brothers can't talk, but then suddenly he can, and Mac is going to be outed. So another strangling occurs that he makes look like a suicide. So this prologue not only conveys the rigors of the China-Burma-India theater, especially the Lido, creating the Lido Road, marching through the jungle, and weather that we can hardly even imagine living on this continent, it also is foreshadowing of what's to come. Yeah, and it reveals Mac's character. So it's a bit of foreshadowing.
Yes, you know, I mentioned spine-tingling suspense. That's it, and so much more in the book Beast of Bengal. This takes place in a military hospital, World War II military hospital. As you're reading it, you wonder, is this actually based on a real hospital? Is there some truth to that? Was this based on a hospital that actually was there during this period?
Not only was it there, it It was there long after World War II. What the Army Air Force did was occupy buildings. There were three rehab hospitals in the Calcutta area, and my dad's job as the clinical psychologist in charge of the ward, along with a psychiatrist, his job was to separate the patients who could be sent back to the front, and those who were hopeless cases, they were sent home. So the 142nd General Hospital, I have a picture of it, a black and white picture from my late father in my book, From Calcutta with Love, which will be coming out before the end of the year.
Great.
But after I went to India and I had the From Calcutta with Love book in Jaipur in a bookstore. And someone from Jaipur said, "Oh, my mother remembered an Indian reader." A lot of English language readers in India. They have quite an intelligentsia along with the masses and the poor. Said, "Oh, my mother spoke about the 142nd General Hospital. It was an actual hospital."
Fascinating how this story evolves. A historical fiction, Elaine Pinkerton, the author, Beast of Bengal, the book available at Amazon, Barnes and Noble, usual places. Elaine's website is elainepinkerton.wordpress.com. Book published by PokalPress.com. You'll find the book there as well. You mentioned the character Richard Panay based on your father. Talk about putting this character together as you were developing the characteristics and rounding him out as a character. How do you come up with the actual character? You got the idea, but how did you develop the character, Richard Benet?
Oh, that's a very good question. I imagined what it must have been like for my father. He solved his homesickness and the tedium of being there endlessly by writing letters to my mother. And they're very, very romantic letters. But in this book, Richard Benet he's faced with everything unraveling and having to try to save the hospital and the patients because he learns about the plot to overtake the hospital. Ravi and Sanjay, who are at the Quit India speech by Mahatma Gandhi, and I have the actual speech in the book, which I came across fortuitously. So I let my imagination just go where it wanted to go, imagining what it would be like for my dad. And I was inspired by that comment from my brother. Well, he didn't do anything. Nobody would be
Yes.
interested in this, but he did a lot. And in Beast of Bengal, he has to try. I'm not going to give away the end. To save an entire hospital because the Gundas are at work. They want to reclaim it for India. They want not only the Brits to quit India, but the Americans, all the foreigners. They want them out, out, out.
It's such an amazing story that you tell as it unfolds. It's Beast of Bengal, Elaine Pinkerton. Your father's a clinical psychologist for the Army, and you include patient notes. Again, as you're reading this, you're thinking, is this true? Is this based on real patients? How about that? Were some of these notes based on some of the characterizations of patients based on real patients?
Well, it was classified. The communication with my mother was classified, but because the China-Burma-India theater was remote, things were kind of loose. Plus, I have stacks. I have boxes of my father's papers from World War II. So it's a conglomeration. I don't use the actual names. I mean, these soldiers are long gone, but I'll read just a bit
Sure.
that about a patient. And a lot of my inspiration for what the patients were like came from my dad's letters. The psychologist, that would be Richard, stationed himself at a huge bare-topped metal desk and took a sheath of papers out of his briefcase. He looked over the names on his list, soldiers who'd been recommended by the doctors in charge of their wards or who were directly under his care in the neuropsychiatric ward. More might be added. Or some who'd been assigned might not come today if their physical conditions did not allow. He'd find out. There were six names, each followed by a brief handwritten note. Group list for September 12, 1944. Clinical psychologist in charge, Lieutenant Richard Binet. First patient, Ted Stirk, age 20, hepatitis and bronchial infection. Carried his buddy a mile on the Lido Road to discover when he reached his squad that his friend was dead. Guilt-ridden, wishes he hadn't died, wishes he had died, blames himself that his friend didn't make it, unable to sleep, no appetite. Patient two in the list that Richard's going over in his office.
Yes.
Miles Fletcher, Fletch, age 19, severe malaria, sole survivor of a flight over the hump. Nearly starved to death, lived with the Chindits for 6 months, went native, and experienced delusions of grandeur with the natives thinking he was a god. A facade of cheeriness masked depression. He's trying hard to get better, but can't seem to think clearly and often has flashbacks of the crash. So those are just a couple of the patients that Richard, my character Richard, is dealing with.
An excerpt from Elaine's book, Beast of Bengal, book available wherever books are sold. Boy, time is going by so quickly here. I'll just go back for a second. You mentioned Gandhi's speech that you have in the book, given in 1942. Are those actually Gandhi's words?
Believe it or not, they are. And I was really fortunate because a friend loaned me a book called Lead Kindly Light. And it was written by a minister who had seen Gandhi in India three times in his life. And this speech is verbatim, the actual Quit India speech. It was in the book. But what the minister who wrote the book about Gandhi pointed out, and this fascinates me, Gandhi certainly wasn't Christian. He was Hindu, but he loved Christianity. He embraced it all. He was an amazing, saintly man. And so I had to use the actual speech, just the beginning of it, pleading to the Indians not to have hatred in their hearts. And Gandhi, claimed he didn't hate the British. He just did not hate them. He forgave them, but he, of course, wanted them out.
Yes.
But he was urging satyagraha, which is peaceful resistance. And as we know, that speech was in Bombay in 42. It didn't work. And about 5 years later, he was shot by an extremist, a Muslim.
It's a fascinating story that unfolds in Beast of Bengal on a number of levels, as you find in listening to Elaine talk about the book available wherever books are sold. I'll give you all that information here in a second as we conclude the conversation. The military hospital is left with no real commander. Talk about why that happened.
Okay, we have Mac McDermott, who is... He hates being there. He hates himself. He is extremely jealous. Never underestimate the power of jealousy of Richard Binet. Richard Binet is wonderful for the patients. He takes them on field trips all over Calcutta. And my dad actually did this. He took them swimming. He took them here. He took them there. And that gave him fuel for the letters he wrote back to my mother. Well, Richard Binet can't be imitated, but Mac McDermott decides he will be a man of the people and go out. And instead of showing soldiers sights, he's lured into an opium den. And I, for the research for this, I read and thought about Thomas De Quincey's Confessions of an Opium Eater. And I got some firsthand accounts of what it must have been like. But see, Mac McDermott is already at the bottom of the barrel. He drinks and he hates being there. So the opium that he takes helps him feel better about himself. And the clever gundas that have led him there think, aha, we have a deal now. We'll get medical supplies. And I think they sold them to the Chinese. And we will keep getting them because we have somebody at this hospital that belongs to us anyway, to demand them, and the demand increases, and the hospital is very, very precarious. And that's when Richard comes into play with trying to save the hospital.
The book is Beast of Bengal by Elaine Pinkerton, and we love Richard Benet as a character. And in the book we talked about before, and by the way, the book, the interview we did on Hand of Ganesh is available on YouTube. It's available at Apple, Amazon, Google, Spotify, iHeart, all of the usual podcasting network places. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You can click on the video, watch the video talking about that, and watch the video with Elaine on today's program. But Richard continues in Hand of Ganesh, doesn't he? You've got a real strong character there.
He does indeed. He and his wife, Rita, go back to India. Professor Diniger, he's another character in the Hand of Ganesh, gives them a stone hand that they must return to the waters of India, the Bengal Bay. And Richard and Rita go back. They go to an orphanage, and it's an informal adoption. They give a donation to the orphanage and get a child who turns out to be Arundhati Benet, who, as a young woman, we meet her. I mean, that's a flashback in The Hand of Ganesh. We meet her. She's age 20. She's a student at St. John's College, right near my house, actually, and I went to St. John's College. And she meets Clara Jordan, who is a character from another novel I wrote, All the Wrong Places. And they're at loose ends. Arundhati gets an inheritance. I won't go into how, because it's kind of involved. But they have the means to go to India. Clara is recovering from a very unsuccessful love affair. And also the headmaster was murdered at her school, and so on. And Arundhati's disenchanted with St. John's College. The two women, who are both adoptees, Clara is the older, she's 27, Arundhati is 20, they plan a trip to India, because why not? They're reinventing their lives, they're questing, and Arundhati thinks that maybe she'll find her birth mother somehow, or something about her origins. That's The Hand of Ganesh.
Yes, and that's available. And let's wrap up talking about, I've mentioned several places you can get Beast of Bengal. Talk about where this book's available, then we'll talk about your website and get information on all your books there.
Okay. All three novels, Beast of Bengal, which was the first, All the Wrong Places, which features Clara Jordan, and The Hand of Ganesh, are available from Pocol Press. That's P-O-C-O-L Press. And they have a website. You can order right from the website. They are available on Amazon, but they also are available from bookstores if the bookstore will order them. And my local bookstores, Collected Works and Garcia Street Books, where I had a wonderful signing and reading. Thank you, Garcia Street Books. They will order them. But if you you can just get them from Amazon.
Yeah, I like the idea of the neighborhood bookstore, and they can order those and think of that as you're going about this. And Elaine's website is Elaine Pinkerton. That's pinkerton.wordpress.com. Information there, and that will take you to where you can buy the books. And all this information is available on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Elaine, it is always a pleasure. Got a new book coming out you think will be out this year. Hopefully we can talk about that as well. Always great to have you with us on the program. Thank you so much for being with us and talking about this book, Beast of Bengal.
Thank you, Rick. And here's a virtual cup of coffee. Thanks.
Use that this point of the day. Thank you. Java from New Mexico. I appreciate that very much. Once again, all this information on Elaine's book, This One, Beast of Bengal, and all of her books available at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.